Hey, I'm Sarah, and welcome to the Unemployment Podcast, which is just a clever name I came up with when I found myself unemployed right in the beginning of 2020, a month after starting a brand new job and career. But we don't really talk unemployment at all. It's actually the exact opposite. On this show, we cover everything from entrepreneurship and business to passion projects and side hustles to energize and inspire you. Hello, everyone. Okay, so I bring to you today the first ever plog. What's a plog, you ask? A podcast blog slash vlog. But it's with a podcast, so it's a plog. I'm hoping it catches on. Like, it's sounds pretty compelling. And yeah, so basically, if you read the title of this, which if you clicked this just like completely blindly, please keep listening. That's hilarious. But if you read the title, which is I took a vacation or something of those sorts, then you know that this podcast is going to be about my vacation. But it's a plog because I like recorded little clips from the vacation from like before I went to like literally having like a crying fit the first night to being at the beach, and now I'm home. So I'm gonna finish the episode, but it's a little bit spazzy, not gonna lie. Like the audio quality is pretty bad because I was just using like my AirPod / nothing. And I don't know, it's gonna be hilarious. So keep listening. But I do wanna start out with, because I kind of like completely forgot about this last week. I don't even remember what I was doing that I forgot, but the media of the week is a podcast. And this podcast, which I've talked about before, but I want to bring it up again, is called The Ignited Podcast with Sophie and Adi Jaffe. And I usually listen to the episodes with Sophie and Adi together interviewing someone. And the other day when I was on my vacation, I listened to an episode with just Adi. It's Dr. Adi Jaffe. He has a PhD in something with psychology. And he chatted with Dr. Caroline Leaf to talk about mental mess and like mental health and also addiction. And she has a book called Cleaning Up Your Mental Health. And basically in the episode, they summarize some parts of the book, but the most interesting part that I was like, oh my God, I have to talk about this with my roommate / the podcast that I really took away was, okay, so it takes you like, you can live without food for like 5 days. You can live without water for 2 days. You can live without oxygen for like 2 minutes or something, but you can't like live for like 1 second without thinking. Like you can't, nobody can. And the other part to that was that you, like your brain and your mind are separate but the same. So like you can take out your brain and study it, but without it in you, like functioning, your mind isn't like working. You know what I mean? Anyways, I just love that. They have PhDs, so they know what they're talking about in the realm of like neuroscience and like neurons and just thinking about that with like psychology and then adding like spirituality or like thinking about consciousness, which is a part of like spirituality, is like, are we being conscious or are we like subconsciously or unconsciously just doing things in our day and just going along with it or whatever. So anyways, it was so good, this episode. So that's my recommendation for the week. If you are into anything related to like psychology, neuroscience, spirituality, even addiction, like they have a lot of episodes on studying the brain and addiction and everything like that. So that's that. Yeah, so the rest of this episode is just going to be a bunch of random clips. And then once I guess we get through all of them, I'm going to wrap it up with kind of a summary. Yeah, okay, I guess like launch the first plot part of the plot. I can't. That might not catch on, but if it does, you heard it here first. Oh, it's been a while, huh? Like, I know me and Natasha talked about this at the beginning of the last episode, but it has been a hot minute, aka a year, since Coco Bananas happened, you know? And like, since I don't have a job, I'm like, oh, I don't go on vacations. Like, I went on a secret trip once in 2020, after my breakup, because I was like, literally, fuck all of this. So I did do that. And other than that, like, I just, you know, I'm like a freaking Sag. Like, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a stellium Sagittarius. Don't know what that means, but it just means that I'm basically an extra extreme Sagittarius. Like, I need to be like, at the very minimum, watching Survivor and watching people in Fiji. Because I just need to be out and like seeing the world and like opening my eyes, and I've just been trying to hold it together so much and not go anywhere and everything like that. But it's like eating my freaking identity alive. Like my literal soul is in pain. And so I like feel guilty because I'm like, well, do I have the money? Do I have this? Is it safe and stuff? And so like just my personality like needs travel, and it's just been like giving it up, you know, for a whole year. Obviously, like I could keep doing it, but I think we're to the point where, you know, I'm just gonna go on this trip. And like also, since I am on this little entrepreneurship journey and I don't have a traditional or like, you know, the standard hours and job and expectations, it also just feels like I never have a break from work. Like, yes, I watch Survivor some weekends and take a break. Like, yes, I go to my friend's house. But like, I'm always thinking about work. I'm always coming up with ideas. I'm always thinking about who I need to email, who I need to sign up for the podcast, what I need to do on this platform, what content I need to make create for that. And it's just like nonstop, honestly. And the days that I get so much done, I feel so great. And then the days I get nothing done, I feel like shit. And then it's just like, I was on Clubhouse the other day, and like, you know, they were it was a bunch of founders talking about like, what do my investors think when I go on vacation? Like, are they judging me? Because like, if you have an investor in your company and then like maybe you go on a trip, are they like, wow, this is what my money's going towards? And they were having investors weigh in and say, okay, like we really value like mental health and like taking a break. And I don't know, I've been able to produce so much and make all these podcast episodes and work on all these other ideas that I have. And so I'm like, imagine the success that's waiting for me if I actually give myself like a 4-day real break from like emails and work. Like, that hasn't happened in a year. And that's just like, you know, part of the entrepreneurship journey, but also like, that's crazy. Like, because think about it. If, you know, yes, it was kind of like I was on a staycation at home when I got laid off, like the first few months before I started the podcast, and like, even a little bit into last year. But like, my mental health like was not in a place to be restorative and feeling refreshed and energized. Like, I'm just trying to survive the day. Like, ugh. So, you know, that just wasn't it. And so that's why I'm going on a vacation, and I'm so excited. Oh my God, I have my bags freaking packed. And I'm ready to go. And also, this is extra special because I'm going it alone, man. Like, it's gonna be just me. This is my first solo trip. Like, I'm not scared at all, but I'm not going to be, like, meeting up with anybody. I'm not going to be going with anybody. And I'm one for day trips and stuff like that, but I'm trying to think if there was ever a day that I went on a trip, like, just me, just my car, just, like, me and the Airbnb or whatever, and there hasn't been. So, like, honestly, this is long overdue, and I'm really excited to be in a space where it's just, like, obviously, like I said, I'm not going to be working. I'm purposely, like, not going to, because, you know, I'm freaking attached to my phone at this point, and I feel like we all are, and I can't even imagine, like, not having it and being in contact with people and checking emails and sending emails and whatever. And so, yeah, like, not that I don't do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it on the day-to-day basis here, but I'm going to be in a new location. I'm going to fly there. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. And so, okay, a few more thoughts before we get going. Going on trips was always, like, an escape. Like, I was running away from my job that I had, or even last year when I went on my little secret trip after my breakup, running away from people that had hurt me. And just, like, it's always an inspirational time for me, but it's also was like a, I'm running away from this feeling of unhappiness at my job. I'm running away from this feeling of hurt. And I always, like, it's interesting because I definitely always felt healed at the trip. Like, I used travel as a way of healing, and that makes sense with, like, my personality. And so a few weeks ago, actually, too, I was, like, thinking, wow, like, do I really want to go on a vacation? Like, do I really want to move, or am I just, like, running away from my, like, actual feelings and thoughts? And so with this trip, I'm, like, yes, I'm literally running away from the gray sky outside my window. But other than that, you know, I face some of my challenges and fears and mistakes, like, with people in my life, like, I face them head on, and I'm not running away from a certain job or a certain day-to-day that I have in my everyday life now, because I really enjoy my day-to-day. And so I think this new phase, especially for it being a solo trip too, like, this new phase of travel just has the potential to unlock so much more, because I'm not, like, hiding from anything necessarily. Like, I'm not hiding from any of my other, you know, lives that I lead. I always felt like I led an alternative life, an alternative lifestyle. No, an alternative life, like, at my day job.
If anyone can even hear this, because I literally, okay, haven't gone on vacation yet, and I'm literally about to lose my fucking mind. I almost just got blown away, no lie, lifted off the ground when I took a step. My other foot that was supposed to be on the ground lifted up too. And I'm bundled from head to toe in my fucking puffer jacket with my mask, my hood on. And I just can't wait to get out of this. And I can just breathe in some sunshine. Okay. As I hopefully disclosed, and I hopefully am not getting hit by a car right now. Two cars. Okay. This is going to be, like, hopefully an edited together little why I fucking went on vacation, because I just need it. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. So I made it. It's honestly been a little rough. My flight was delayed, which who really cares, but it just made for a little bit of a long day. And then I got here and I was just, like, really tired, you know, like, I'm not used to getting up at 4:30 and, like, just be around so many people in the airport and
you know, still like, why am I going? Like, is this the right thing to do and stuff? But I'm really happy to feel the sunshine. And then I like had finally eaten. It was like already two, like, or no, it was like four. So I'd been up for 12 hours. I was so tired. I was just like at my Airbnb getting ready to take a little rest, you know, because it was a little bit cloudier today. But yeah, then I saw my dad was calling me and I was like, oh yeah, like I'll answer. Because sometimes like he calls me, like I call my parents and whatever. And he was like driving home from work and I was like, oh yeah, like I went to Florida. And he was like, oh, you need a vacation from your vacation. And I was just like, what? Like, what? I mean, yeah, I guess at the beginning of all this, almost a year ago, I was like, I just need a break and like to figure out what I'm doing and everything. And it's like, now I'm focused and I work so hard, like, to actually do what I want to do and like make myself happy and like feel like whole and complete. And it's just like, I'm obviously like really, I've just like haven't been able to stop thinking about it since like we talked. And it's just like, it's like, you know, being a disappointment to your parents like hurts so bad. And like, that's not what I want to be, but at the same time, like, I can't just live this life that they want me to live. I don't know, like, I just like would rather not talk to them about all this stuff because I just feel like they don't get it. And like, I'm really trying not to give up, but this is like the first time I've even considered just like giving up. And it's like, well, if I give this up, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know what I would even do. And yeah, it's also just like, it's just a lot to kind of like go back out in the world and try to like feel normal. But like, you, like, I'm fucked up. Like, my mental health is so fucked up from 2020, and like, I feel like no one like gets it, you know. I mean, I feel like a few people get it, but like, I just don't want to have to explain to everyone like just that mental health feelings and everything. Like, it's just exhausting to exist, let alone explain why, like, barely functioning is a success. But I'm exhausted, so I'm sure tomorrow will be a better day. But yeah, just sending it with this little episode.
Okay, so I was very tired at that time. I felt so much better the next day, which you're about to hear. But my mental health is okay. I guess the point of me not editing that out was just to bring light to the fact that I think it's okay if your mental health feels different from 2020 or from anything that's happened in your life, especially over the past years. Like, even when you share the highest of highs with your friends or on Instagram or on a podcast or on TikTok, I think that I know I have a lot of lows still, and I don't like to bombard them onto the internet, but they do exist, and it's okay to for them to exist, and you'll be just fine. Get some rest. Past self. Oh my god, that was so cringe to listen to. Okay, bye. Okay, wow. I was really going through it last night. I don't know if it's just me or when you get really tired, like your level of just emotions are just everything makes you cry. I really don't know. Like also too, it's I'm so lucky and used to getting just a regular sleep schedule just because that's what it's been like for the past like almost a year. Just like going, I'm just on a regular sleep schedule. I feel like everyone kind of is. Like I'm a good sleeper, but the double-edged sword of that is that like when I was up every hour, because I was like getting up every hour looking at my phone from like 11 until 4 when my alarm went off. So like I barely slept, you know, the night before, and then to get up early and do everything and just have a long day, I just broke down. Oh my god. Well, I hope that wasn't too embarrassing to listen to me cry, but I'm just trying something new with this little vlog. So anyways, I am feeling so much better today. Like I just feel like I can breathe, and I don't know, I'm just excited to be in the sun and explore. And like, I was feeling so lonely last night. I was feeling so sad, so upset about the thing with my dad. And now I just feel like I'm coming here, what I came here to do, which is to just relax. But of course, the first thing I have to do is post about the episode today, which is already out. If you haven't listened to it and you're listening to this one, go listen to me and Crystal talk about solar energy. It's so good. It's like, I need to post about it and do my thing that I usually do. So I went to Starbucks and I'm in the parking lot and I'm about to get Starbucks, sit on my computer because they have an outdoor seating area, and it is 9:30, and I'm just going to do that for as long as it takes. It honestly might take me a little time, but yeah, like we'll see the day I go on a vacation that's like really disconnected from work. But after today, I'm done like with that stuff, and I'm not doing anything extra. So that means I still have 2 more days of just like uninterrupted free thoughts to get creative and relax. Oh, I'm so excited. And yeah, I'll tuck in a little bit later.
Hey, we made it to the beach. I wonder if you can hear the sound of the waves. Why was I low-key worried that it wasn't going to be like warm enough? Like what? But I am just eating. I'm finally like feeling so nice and relaxed. I finished all my work. And now I'm just going to be at the beach for a few hours, just getting in that sun. And I have some books I'm reading. I like to go in the water. I'm a water baby. And I'm going to write in my journal a lot, probably. And so yesterday on the plane, okay, well, first of all, the plane was delayed, like I mentioned in my sob story section. But so I was on there for forever. And usually I just like sleep, and because we literally had to go get off our plane onto a different plane. So it was like a lot. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch a movie. Always loved The Devil's Wears Prada because I like love Anne Hathaway, whatever. And holy shit, it is so problematic in 2021. Like, this is the reason I'm thinking about this is because I'm at the beach in a bathing suit. And it's like all of my years growing up from the days of my limited two tankinis to my Target spring break like bikinis, like I would just feel horrible about everything. I was like, oh my god, I look so bad, and just like I spent so much energy thinking about how bad I looked in my fucking limited two tankini. And I'm listening to or I'm watching Devil Wears Prada, and first of all, like, yes, it was a different time. The diet culture was like, count your almonds and all that stuff, but that's what I grew up with. Like, I really think, okay, so in the movie, the guy at one point is like, the gay guy's like, two is the new, four is the new two, two is whatever. I can't remember what would make sense. It would be two is the new four, right? So two is the new four, four is the new six or whatever. And he was like, you're not going to fit into any of this stuff because it's a sample size of two or four and you're a six. And she's like, well, I'm a six. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, because obviously I don't work in like that industry, the fashion industry, but I feel like that's very accurate, especially, I don't know if anyone else has watched that Taylor Swift documentary. And she was talking about like how it was just basically like, if you fit into the sample size, you were like, oh my God, praise, like good job. And Taylor Swift would like make herself be smaller than was comfortable because she'd feel like fainting. She would literally like feel like she was gonna faint after every show. And she's like, oh, this is just normal. And then she started like eating more and not worrying about fitting into the sample sizes. And she's like, oh my God, I can actually perform. I have energy. And so anyways, by the end of the show, Anne Hathaway's a size four. And literally my whole life, I wanted to be a size four. And like, is that why? Is it because I watched The Devil Wears Prada and that was the size I was supposed to be? And so I like made it my life, because in my mind, I never was like, oh, I'm going to be like a two or a zero or a six. Like four was the magic number in my head. And it's crazy. I'm like, oh, thinking back to it. And so I know I did a whole episode on body image in 2021. And yeah, I just wanted to share my little thoughts about that for right now, because wow, I'm just so glad we don't have to, well, at least we can remove ourselves if we want to from like that toxic body image, diet, crazy culture. Holy crap. Anyways, the worst thing that I have to worry about is parting my hair, which I've never even had a part. So like, why would I get a middle or a side part? Whatever. Okay. There's going to be like one person that understands that joke, but it's fine.
Okay. So the last thing that I was talking about was like being on the beach and body image. And basically the rest of my time, I just laid on the beach and got tanned. So, and I read so many books. Like I was reading two books at once, and I mean, that's a lot, so don't come at me. But yeah, and like listen to podcasts and just enjoyed my time. And so now I'm going to kind of just talk about what I learned on my first solo trip. So the first thing, and I have like a yay category and a nay category. So I'm going to start with like an overall, and then I'll go into the yay and the nay. So the overall is this. I spend a lot of time alone in my regular everyday life, like working, doing something by myself. Like I don't have coworkers. I have friends, I swear, but like they're, you know, during the week, it's work time. So like, I don't have like, I mean, I have my roommates who get to hear so much of me, but basically I'm just saying that I didn't go on this trip to spend more time alone. Like I didn't need more time. I don't need more time alone. Like I need more time with people, to be honest. So it was just kind of funny to me because like maybe if I was like going and escaping like my kids or just like this hectic life that I lead, but like I'm not escaping any of that. So like no wonder I was wanting to work half the time anyways. But that being said, I enjoyed my alone time like I do in a normal day, every day, but I was just in a different location. So the yays, here we go. I just, first of all, got to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted. Again, not really that different from the regular day to day, but I just got to go to the beach all day, every day. Like I would wake up and I have some hilarious things to do, put in my nays. So I would be like, okay, like time to go get coffee. And I'd go get coffee and then I'd be like, oh, let's go to the beach. Like, I am pretending like I was going to do something else in between that, which I wasn't. And I get to the beach. I'd put, like, the pay thing on for, like, 3 hours. And after, like, 2 hours, I was like, let me just add another three. Like, because I was just laying there and enjoying myself. And I was like, oh, I was going to go get food and then, like, bring it back for the sunset. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to lay on the beach. So I literally just went to the beach all day, every day. And I didn't even get that sunburn, considering I had to put suntan lotion on myself, which is really difficult, especially when you're like me and you have tight shoulders and it's like really hard to reach your back. So considering I wore sunscreen, put it on myself, and like on my back, like I only have one patch on my like left back that is like sunburned, a little bit sunburned, because I was putting it on like 4 times a day because I was there the whole time, and I was just rubbing, trying to maneuver, what's that word? Like stretch my body to get and reach all the parts of my back and shoulders. So that, I was pretty impressed with myself, honestly. And then at the beach, like I said, I have my books. So I'm reading, 2 different books, both like, not one's like a memoir style and the other like they're nonfiction, like here's something, a book about money, like those are the types of books I read and like. So I had both of those, and then I would write in my journal like nonstop. And yeah, I just lay there. Like I used to be a beach napper, but I didn't really nap. And then I love to go in the water, and so that's super fun. I didn't surf, even though I really wanted to, because I was like, I'm by myself. Like, I can get dragged away, could get dragged away by like a shark, and no one would probably notice. And I don't have a surfboard, and my car wasn't big enough to put a surfboard. Like, you know what I mean? Just the logistics of it. I didn't do any like water sports, but I love swimming. Like, a bunch of like grandmas would like swim like down the beach just in the water. It was so clear most of the days, and it was so warm. So I just like got in with them. Like, it's like a whirlpool, but we're just going in a line. Like, we just all swim down slowly, and then like I would get out and walk back. Like, that, it was so fun. It was so nice. The water is crystal clear. And I'd also just lay there, listen to music, take some pics, eavesdrop on people's conversations. Yeah, it was good. And I would meditate at the beach too. That was nice. And then, okay, also, super fun, I would, like, take the scenic route everywhere. So I love, like, a good coast ride. Like, me and my friend did a PCH, which is, like, the Pacific Coast Highway in California. We drove from San Francisco to San Diego. And, like, I don't love driving, but I was actually loving driving around Florida. Like, I don't think anyone's ever said that. But, yeah, it was just driving, like, down the not highway, like with all the palm trees and like people out walking and like biking. So many people biking in Florida. Like, there were bike lanes all over. It was really surprising, honestly. And just blasting my music, windows open, just kind of like cruising down the road. So instead of going like 20 minutes to the new beach, I would go kind of like, honestly, like an hour just to get the scenic route. And it was super fun. And, also on the yay, I have decided that I'm like a skater. Yeah, so I'm a skater gal. Oh my God, I have the most hilarious picture. I'm going to take a picture of it after this, of me and my cousin, like literally being skater girls when we were like 8 and 10. And so yeah, I'm bringing that back. And I like brought my skateboard with me. That's how much of a skater girl I am. Don't know how I got it to fit in my suitcase carry on, but I did. And so I would just like pull up to the beach and get out and like do a little skate and then go and get changed in the parking lot and hit the beach. Or like I would, after the beach, I like put on shorts and just like literally skated down like the street to get like dinner takeout with like my bikini and shorts on. Like, it was a vibe. The skater girl vibes were out to play. So anyways, I love skating on my penny board. I'm actually like decent. And the roads there were really smooth. Like, I think I would kill myself skating down my street in Boston, but it was good. It was really solid. Okay, and then also, this is kind of weird. We're, like, getting to the end of the knees because, like, come on. Like, I did so much fun stuff. I just, like, went to the beach. But also, a weird yay for me was just, like, eating at Chains. And I'll talk about it in the nay section, but, like, my best meals were just, like, Starbucks, like, Moe's. Just kind of, like, things that aren't anything special, but just kind of were, like, okay, sweet, this is a great meal. But also on my yay list, like, I'm super good at finding good places to eat, and I was really pissed because I was striking out. Like, I had terrible vegan food, like, literally disgusting vegan food. And like that, but then I did go to this place. It was called The Alchemist, and I had this amazing coffee, and I didn't know that they had acai, like, smoothie bowl things, and it looked so good, but I didn't order it because I didn't know they had it because I'm an idiot, but it looked literally looked so good. So finally on the last day, I, like, lived up to my namesake. If you've ever traveled with me or know how I travel, I, like, nowhere to go always for the good food. So, and then also on my yay list, which is kind of surprising, lots of, like, TikTok, YouTube, like, listening to music. I listen to that podcast because, like I said, I don't really need any more alone time. But, like, first of all, it's, you know what, so, like, I wasn't trying to meet up with anyone or do anything crazy, and, like, my roommates weren't around to go with me because they have, like, shit to do, unlike me, which can just do whatever I want, whenever I want, from wherever I want. And so, yeah, like, I didn't really have anyone to go with, to be honest. And so instead of just not going and, like, bitching about it, I just went by myself. So I was very happy to have, like, podcasts to listen to and TikToks to watch and TikToks to make and, like, YouTube videos, friends to hang out with, because once the sun went down, and I'll talk about this in the nay section, like, I wasn't trying to do anything crazy, so I kind of just, like, lamely watched YouTube videos, like, and ate dinner by myself. So, I think that's all, like, the hell yeah yays. So, the nays of my first ever solo trip. First biggest nay, I thought I was going to get murdered every 5 seconds. So, let me start off. You heard me sobbing, right? I think that, like, actually saved my life because has anyone seen the TikToks of, like, the double mirror thing where you put your finger and if it doesn't touch, go put your finger on your bathroom mirror and it should touch, like, the reflection should touch your finger back because it's not a two-way mirror. Well, I get to my hotel. I had just eaten alone for the first time. Don't recommend it at all. It was terrible. I hated it. I really hated it. There was two other people that were there alone that I could literally see. And I was, like, sitting outside at this patio. And there were two guys by themselves. They looked like they were having a fine time. I was miserable. I only ordered appetizers. Didn't have anyone to share them with. Like, was so tired and exhausted from my travel. And just sat there by myself. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I would love to have met up with, like, a friend and just, like, had a nice lunch right when I got there. But, like, I literally didn't. And then, so all I wanted to do was go back to my room and take a nap so that I could, like, salvage part of the day. So I go to the room. And first of all, when I get there, it's so cold. Like, I'm really sensitive to air conditioning. And the room was just, like, a little bit colder, a little bit, like, not as up to my very, very, very high standards of cleanliness. Don't get me wrong. Like, my standards are extremely high. And so, like, I do it. I slum it. Like, I have slept in the bus station in New York. Like, I will do it. But when I'm by myself and I literally need to be comforted by, like, my surrounding safe room, getting there, having it be freezing cold, I only brought one sweatshirt, like an idiot, and it was already so nasty from being on the plane and just being all gross all day. And so I see this huge mirror and I'm so sketched out. And I do the finger thing and it doesn't touch. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a two-way mirror. And the people in like the next area room are going to like literally abduct me. But I was so dead. And then, so good thing I was disgustingly crying myself to sleep all night long. So like obnoxiously, because they were probably like, okay, if we try to take this girl, she's going to cry like that and like snot all over the place. And then like, we don't want her. So that honestly saved me, because then I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Not go here? Because I like freaked myself out that it wasn't safe, even though this place had so many reviews and like whatever. So I just told myself it was fine. But then I got home last night and I told my roommate and she was like, stop. Like, it was like we were up till 1 a.m. because like I said, I hadn't talked to anyone fucking 4 days. So I was like just talking nonstop. And she was like, oh my God, I would have left. Like, she was like, you're not crazy. So yeah, that was like also a problem, because I didn't feel like I could relax at the Airbnb because I was so worried about getting murdered or taken. Like, truly, actually, like, I'm saying this in a joking way, but, like, I'm afraid of the dark. Like, I'm afraid of telling anyone, like, if anyone were to ask me, like, oh, like, what are you doing? I would be like, oh, I'm meeting up with my boyfriend, like, my macho football player boyfriend and all of his friends. Like, I would lie 20 billion% and literally say, oh, yeah, my dad's coming to meet me in 5 minutes. Like, I'm sorry, but that's just like being a woman. Like, are you kidding me? And so I hated being alone at night. As soon as the sun went down, even though there's people out walking, I didn't want to go for a walk by myself. I didn't want to walk around the Airbnb, like outside, you know, area. And so as soon as the sun went down, I was like, I was screwed, because it kind of sucked, because all I felt comfortable doing was like driving to the Dairy Queen drive-thru. And even when I went to the Dairy Queen drive-thru, this like creepy guy, I pulled over to eat my ice cream cone by myself and listen to my podcast. I swear, it's not as depressing as it sounded. I was enjoying myself. But again, just a normal thing I could have done anywhere. So like the whatever. And he like came up to me and was like trying to like ask me for money, like whatever, people do that, that's fine. But like, it freaked me out because I'm just like in a totally new place by myself in this car. And so I just had to drive. I just had to say, sorry, no, like, and then drive away and leave. And so, yeah, like, if I was to do another solo trip again, I would 10,000% still lie to anyone who tried to talk to me that I was meeting up with my boyfriend. And also, I would stay somewhere that's like a hotel spa. Like, my standards like need to be higher for solo, because I need to just feel super comfortable and great. Because by the end of this time of this Airbnb, all my clothes, like, my books were wavy from the humidity, because it was either too cold or too humid. So it's just like, it was just kind of like not it for me. So yeah. And then that was like a little lesson learned. So yeah, I like wanted to do something at night, and I just like, yeah, I felt dirty, but I just spent my time there when I wasn't at the beach. Like, I was never there, which is fine. It served its purpose. I made it back alive. I cried so horrendously the first night that I think that the abductors were like, we'll wait till the next person comes in, you know? So it was all good. And also, yeah, like, I am fine with eating alone. Like, for example, at the coffee shop, it was so nice, this beautiful outdoor place. I got my coffee, I had my journal, I was like people watching. Everyone was with someone, like hanging out. But I was comfortable and fine. But like going, I never wanted to go out to dinner to like eat by myself. Cause even like that first day that I got there, I went to like this outdoor like Mexican place. And I was like, oh, hey, like table for one. And they're like, how many? And I was like, one, you know? And so it's just like awkward and like, again, fine with being by myself, but just that dinner or lunch situation, just sitting there eating by myself. Like the rest of the time, I just got takeout and ate in my car. Because again, it was dark by the time I was done. So I didn't want to sit outside and like be sketched out by people. And so, yeah, eating alone, I'll do it. But eating for me is so fun and like so pleasurable, especially because I find all the best places to go. So yeah, that kind of brings me to my last point where like I definitely missed my friends and like I wish I had an adventure buddy, like, or even being in a non like, world that we are in right now of making friends with strangers, like not really my forte, and I probably would get sketched out by them, but also like I could be a little braver if it was more safe to like make friends with people, but I definitely like an adventure buddy, like, or friends to meet up with. Like, it would have been fine if I was meeting up with a bunch of people every day or night while I was there, but I wasn't. And so, yeah, any next trip, like, I like having a buddy and a friend. Like, I would give up a few things. Like, I don't have to be in the perfect Airbnb. I don't need to plan exactly what I want to do every day, but I like having a friend. I really do. And I think that I'm happier going on day trips by myself, but I do like being with at least one person, because it just makes like the experience of a trip rather just than a regular adventure solo day to me. And like I'm very into, finding time, spending time by yourself, doing all the things you know and love. But I think I have enough of that in my life, so I'm definitely here to bring in some more like friends and trips and things with other people because that's like honestly one of my love languages is, well, I think my love language is quality time and physical touch. So like if you want to go on an adventure with me and we can like hug or like skate down the road holding hands, that's it. Like, yeah, I think that sounds amazing. So yeah, that's it for this episode. Wow, what a weird episode. We'll see how it sounds like all edited together. But highly recommend taking a solo trip. And if you've taken a solo trip before, I know my friend Christina, she took a solo trip to like the south of Spain, and I was like, if she can do it, I can do it, but I don't know if I could do that. Like, I really don't know. And then I know like one of my exes like went to Panama, and like once she was there, she like met up with like her sister or something, but like the whole process of getting there was like a solo excursion. And like honestly, like I was trying to be supportive at the time, and I hope I was, but like seriously, like wow, good for you. Like I could not handle, as you heard in my sobbing, I couldn't handle like that day that was barely 12 hours in a country that speaks English. Like for being the most Sagittarius Sag ever, I am a little bit sensitive and a little bit emotional with like comfort. Like, I need comfort. I need like a comfortable plane ride. I need like a comfortable Airbnb. Like, I need my energy and my rest because I break down. Like, I feel like I break down kind of easily. So I guess that's on healing more wounds or more like getting a little more confident. But yeah, I want to become an international traveler. I'm like literally renewing my passport because that's on fucking manifestation for the future. But I don't know if I'm selling myself short, but I just think I need a friend so to go with me because or a lover, anyone, friend and lover. You can be both. I don't really care, but I just like I can do it alone. But I don't know if I want to. Like, yes, I want to step out of my comfort zone and grow, but at the same time, it's almost just like really traumatic to like be thrust into another country that doesn't speak your language. You can't charge your phone because you probably brought the wrong charger to plug into the wall, and like you are paranoid that everyone's going to like literally take you away. So, anyways, I'll work on all that stuff. First solo trip in the books. Cheers to me. Cheers to you. Happy Monday if you're listening to this on a Monday. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Talk to you later. Okay, last thing that I have to say. I am such an adventurer, but my ideal trip slash travel time is literally like 4 days, 3 nights. Like, I am so grateful for everyone that listened to this episode. I'm so grateful to be just home in my bed with my people. Like, oh, it just, my shower, like my own things. Like, I just can't. I don't know. I just can't do it sometimes. I just can't do like the suitcase life. Like, my whole suitcase stinks. And yeah, I'm just really grateful to be home safe and sound, because it feels so good. It just really does. Okay, bye. Love you. That's it for today. Thank you again so much for listening. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a review. You can follow on Spotify if you listen there. And please check out the Unemployment Podcast on Instagram and DM me with any of your thoughts and opinions on today's topic. See you next time.